get back to it. Look, even John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, understands we need stronger border security. This border bill that was allowed 5,000 a day to come in is garbage. Donald Trump says day one, you get out the worst of the worst and you go from there. Mass expulsion. You have to throw these folks out. Senator, when you heard John Fetterman say that, to me, it's a crack in the Democrat ranks, and an important one because he's a United States senator, and because U.S. Senate is so closely divided, that's kind of a big deal to me. What do you say?
Yeah, it is the first really loud voice I've heard on the Democrat side opposing this, which is just shocking. When you look at the numbers, you would think there's all their swing district candidates across the nation would be screaming to their caucus and say, listen, I got to come out against this illegal immigration. I'm going to get slaughtered. But they're holding them in line like nothing I've ever seen. And the average independent voter out there, your working class person, is going to say, now, how is your bringing in millions and millions of people that we're going to have to subsidize? How does that benefit me? Even a Democrat voter, you would think, so it empowers you. You want a one-party nation and that you'll be empowered to get all your free food and, all your gifts and trips and soirees. But how does that benefit me? I'm paying for this. I'm paying a fortune for trillions it's going to cost. So I think even the Democrats eventually, if they continue with this, are going to start turning against them. It could be the biggest landslide in the history of the United States. If the polling is correct, this is the number one issue, and people have had it.
Well, it hurts working class people, Senator. It hurts working class people. You know that. I mean, you've got people that are struggling to pay their bills now because of Bidenomics, because the price of gas and groceries and mortgages and rent and everything else is through the roof. And you bring these folks in who are willing to undercut wage earners. Look, there's a lot of people to point the finger at here. JBS, the biggest meat producer in the country, according to a caller I took here a couple of days ago, bring in lots of people that have questionable legality here to cut meat in northern Ohio because they can hire them at half the price. Well, a lot of folks do that. Yeah. So it creates a problem for working people in America. What do you say?
The working class people are going to be undercut on wages. These employers, all they care about, they don't care about whether you're legal or not. They don't care about obeying the law. They just want the cheapest possible labor. And it's going to undercut the working class wages, but the working class are going to end up paying for these resources. When somebody comes in here that has, usually, if you come from Mexico, they have an average of a sixth grade education, and because they don't pay for that publicly, you have to private pay after that. So you have people that have low skills, low education, and it's going to take a generation for them even to start earning it. Wages. So if they need medical care, they go to the hospital. All the medical care is going to be in emergency rooms. It's going to all be on the back of the taxpayer. When somebody comes here and doesn't speak English, it costs over three times as much to educate that person. All these local communities are going to be, it's going to cost them a fortune in their schools. How does this benefit these working class people, even the Democrats? They're going to be paying the same taxes. This doesn't help them. It helps the elite of the Democrats.
How does it help anybody? I mean, honestly, you mentioned Senator Jim Runstead from White Lake here with me. You mentioned that a whole lot of illegals are ending up in Detroit. Doesn't surprise me. That's the way a lot of these folks are ending up in big cities, in areas that are not particularly affluent. Right? And they're flooding in. And how does this help Detroit?
It doesn't. And there's starting to be a pushback in all of these major cities from the residents of that city that are like, okay, you're putting them up in hotels we never stayed in our life, couldn't afford to. How does this benefit us? How does them undercutting our wages benefit us? At some point, I think even that last remaining 30% who are supporting the open border, just only because they think, okay, well, we'll get the amnesty, we'll get these people to vote on their side. But those votes are going to go to the elite office holders. It's not going to help the average Democrat. All they're going to get is just like the rest of us, they get to pay the bills. That's all they're going to benefit from is more bills, higher taxes, more bills. The governor is across the board right now proposing all kinds of tax and rate increases One of her big ones she just proposed recently is she's putting a transfer tax on all home sales. Right now, homes are not selling in Michigan, but when they do,
a transfer tax
to put subsidized housing all over Michigan. And who's going to get that subsidized housing?
We'll get to pay for that too. But a transfer tax of how much? Where is this proposal? I haven't seen this.
Yeah, this is a recent proposal. The Detroit News put it in an op-ed 2 days ago, and I posted it all over social media. I can't remember the percent, but I think it's going to raise $700 million. And that is going to be used to put affordable and subsidized housing all over the state of Michigan. Now, do people really care to put more subsidized housing in their communities when already they're overtaxed? These do not bring in a tax base. Subsidized housing doesn't bring tax base in. And who's going to get the subsidized housing? Who's going to be the individuals who get put higher than everybody else? It seems...
I can guess who it's not going to be. It's not going to be Michigan veterans and Michigan citizens and people that are here as American citizens, Senator. I got to leave it right there. And great conversation. Please stay with me on this over the next few weeks and months, because this is the driving issue of 2024. It's damaging communities. It's damaging states. It's damaging our country, because it's a flood. And when floods come, things get washed away. Things get pushed around. And things are never the same after a big flood. And that's what we're seeing right now. Senator, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. I'll be on anytime.
Senator Jim Runstedt, White Lake. There you have it. Man, it's a problem. Final thoughts on this Super Tuesday in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call